You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and thank you to everyone for tuning in, especially on this holiday morning. Before we get started, we have a few guests lined up today, and we have an exciting show, but we are going to stop and start this show with a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in, this is the show of all shows. It's a holiday weekend, and we're definitely going to have some fun today. If you're a caller listening on the line and you'd like to join the conversation, please remember to press 1. Now, we definitely want you to tweet the show, post the show, and let everyone know that you're tuned in to Changing the Conversation with our host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Collins?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm traveling across country, and let me tell you something. I think I picked the wrong time to travel. The weather is bizarre, I mean, to say the least. And so I might be in and out on this show just because of the weather, and I'm doing absolutely excellent. I'm doing awesome. I'm doing stupendous. I'm excited. In a few days from now, we're going to be launching the largest television station that we've ever launched in terms of reach and viewership. We've launched 5 other stations, but certainly this is the largest one we've ever launched. And coming to Southern California, covering all of Southern California, and I'm super duper beyond excited about it. It's just beyond excited. Are you there? Did I lose you?
So So you're traveling across the country?
Yeah, I'm traveling across the country. And well, I'm excited. I'm excited about everything we're doing at Punch, and it's just completely awesome. I came across here because we are getting our sales team in place in our Houston office, so that's been pretty cool. And secondly, I went over to the transfer agent's office because we're sending out another batch of stock certificates to our shareholders. So it's been pretty cool.
Fantastic. I'm sure our shareholders are excited to hear that news.
I'm sure, because it seems like that's what everyone is talking about. You know, and I wish people really understood the complexities of what it takes to really do this. This is not like we go in the back of the building and start printing out stock certificates and send it to you. It's not like that. And it's not like the stock certificate is your award either. It's not like that. The stock certificate is an instrument that'll help us prosper together. So it's pretty interesting, but we have a huge batch going out, so I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully by Thursday, Friday, they'll start hitting the mail, and we're going to keep moving forward. So what's going on in your world?
I'm just excited to do today's show. I think today is an example of the people who are serious about what they do. I mean, it's a holiday. Instead of being off celebrating, we have guests called in to the Punch Bowl to speak with you.
I don't know. I think they called in to talk to you. You know, so I think your voice is a bit more pleasant and vivacious.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go with that. We're going to go with that. So we do have a couple
just
of guests
your
today.
On the 4th of July. Let's give you props on the 4th of July. So we have a few guests in the house today at the Punch Bowl. So let's talk to them. See what brings them out on the 4th of July.
We have
remember,
Mr. Floyd Reed.
I get cut off, you're going to have to handle it. Because of the weather, if I get cut off, you're going to have to handle it.
Okay, so let's get the guests into the Punch Bowl, start the conversation just in case. So we have Mr. Floyd Reeves. He's a producer, writer, and the founder of Broken Barriers. Are you with us this morning, Mr. Reeves?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
How are you doing this morning?
A little under the weather. Got a cold from my son, but, you know, I'll manage. But I'm glad to be here.
So I think everybody's making it through on this show. We got Mr. Collins on the road. We got you with a little cold. Okay, what brings you to the Punch Bowl?
I just wanted to just bring awareness to kind of some of the things that I'm doing with this creative group. It's called Broken Barriers, and it's a film group I started probably about 6 years ago.
Where is
basically
it located?
It's a well, we are located in Hollywood. We don't have like a physical location, but we do rent out theaters. So basically, in a nutshell, it's a creative group. We meet monthly. We do free events, and it's a LA-based group of 250 plus actors, writers, producers, Black, Latino, Asian, multicultural filmmakers, all across the board at various stages of their career. And what the purpose is basically, you know, to challenge ourselves, to challenge each other, and to challenge the status quo, to get our voices heard out here. And what makes it special is that it is open to everyone. It's not like a membership where you pay some fee. You just come to one of the events and you get to meet fantastic people. And one of the events that we're hosting tomorrow is called First Wednesday LA. And this is an event that I partnered with several creative groups. It's Wednesday. It's downtown, 7:30 at the Arts District Brewing Company. I'll leave my information with you guys in case someone wants.
No, tell them where it is. Tell them where it is. Arts District Brewing.
Yeah, Art District Brewing.
I think when you said brewing, everybody kind of got excited. They got lifted up. They got their spirits rise.
It's 828 Traction Avenue. Zip code on that is 90013. And so what this is, usually you have your creative groups, you have your Black group doing this thing, you have your Chinese group doing that thing, you have your Latino group doing their own thing. So it's like, why not get all those people together? Why not get all those filmmakers together? So I've been able to do that for the summer. We're closing out. We have two more meetups. Tomorrow is one of two that's coming, but we've partnered with the Latino Filmmakers Network, Diversity in Cannes, Maryland Entertainment, South Asian Happy Hour, the Coalition of Asian Pacific Film Entertainment, and we're just bringing people together. You know, we have a cool little networking game, because usually when you go to, you say networking, it's like, oh, you're either paying this huge fee to meet people, or, you know, you're at this event and you don't know anybody and you just stand in the corner. Well, we have this cool game to engage our participants, so you're not just standing there by yourself. And the other thing that we have, we actually was able to get sponsorship from Sammy's Camera, the camera and equipment place, and they've donated gift cards and other paraphernalia, which we will be giving away. In addition, we also landed to support a Deluxe Entertainment, the 100-year-old multinational corporation. So, and not only is it a networking event, but there's
He threw in all the sponsors just smooth. That was cool. I'm going to have to take notes on how you do that. But you glossed over the cool networking game. Let's get back to what is this cool networking game that makes what you do so different from what everyone else does?
Well, it's kind of patent pending, but no. Patent pending. No, that was a joke. But no, it's just a fun way to get people to talk to each other, because we've all been to networking events. We've all been to mixers, and it's like you're either just standing there or you're just watching the cool group from across the room. So I would say come down, check it out, and see what you think. The other thing is, too, with the networking thing, what makes us a little bit different, we have special guests. So like I said, Deluxe Entertainment, they're actually bringing HR recruiters, you know. So if you're looking for that job, and Deluxe has so many different companies, you know, you can come check it out. We also had someone from Disney ABC drop down, and they invited 10 people from the First Wednesday LA. That's the website, firstwednesdayla.com. You can find more information on there. And they stopped by, the person from Disney, and took them to the Disney Career Day, 10 people on the lot. So we're doing a lot of big things. Like I said, this is July's one, then the last one's in August. But, you know, if anyone hears this and wants to meet some interesting and cool people, feel free to join us.
Now, I have a question for you. This is just for my own edification. I don't know. But how many people talk about Punch TV at your mixer?
Say it again.
If nobody, it's fine. But how many people talk about Punch TV at your mixer? Like, I want to bring a project to Punch TV.
How many people talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it this way. The last mixer we had, it was close to about 80 people. So, and with that, I don't know. I haven't really, but
we are working with filmmakers, and I don't know how many filmmakers know, but filmmakers that are stockholders, we're providing budgets for films between 50 and 100, you know, up to $100,000 for filmmakers to make a movie. So those are things that Punch TV Studios is doing to help enhance and make movies about the lives of people and tell stories about the lives of people that have never been told before. So just something to keep in mind at your next mixers is, hey, maybe you should become a stockholder of Punch TV Studios, pitch your project to us, and we'll see what will happen. You know, you never know.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think Sid Burstyn works with you guys as well.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I back in the day, I worked for this one company, and we acquired Sid and Burstyn's film. I actually selected it myself, so I know Sid and Betty. So, pretty good friends.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. So, like I said, First Wednesday LA, it's tomorrow. Feel free to stop by, anybody. It's, again, 828 Traction Avenue, downtown Los Angeles.
Well, definitely
you should also invite you.
Go ahead and extend that
invitation.
I was going to say,
you should also have all your filmmakers and stuff like that to join the boogie. because we take a look at pilots. We do everything like that on our website called Nabuki, and that's NABUKIE.com. And
okay.
Definitely, if they want to join that social media community, is excellent, especially if you
okay.
have book writers and script writers, and those is an excellent place to for us, you know, really for Punch to take a look at your work and see what people are doing. And it's just mm-hmm. absolutely awesome.
And what's that information again?
NABUKIE, Nabuki.com, the university. So, yeah,
right. Also, to post the information, you also definitely want to post the flyer and the information on the Nabuki, so our members, you know, can come out and take part.
Okay, that sounds great.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us this morning in the Punch Bowl. And so, how are you going to spend your holiday?
Oh, well,
I'm
actually heading to head out to a cookout at noon, so I've got to get everybody together, get the family together and the in-laws and head over there, bring the food, you know. So,
you don't sound excited
looking forward
about it. I can tell you that right now.
Well, as one of the people that's used to organizing stuff, it's like, you know, you got to put that extra pressure, you know, to get things done, but it's going to be fun. Great people all around. So.
Sounds like you said in-laws, and you took a pause. Didn't you take a pause on the in-laws? You said, you know, I got to go see my in-laws. Oh, God, Jesus. You know, I got to see my mother-in-law, my father. Oh, God. Then I got to organize it, and you know how critical she is, you know.
Yeah. But you do, you know, when they're from out of state, it's like you do got to plan that week. Okay, what are we doing today? What are we doing tomorrow? But it's all good. You know, they're good people.
Right.
So
right.
I enjoy it. But thanks for having me, everybody.
Right.
I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're
welcome.
Out of state.
Enjoy.
I got that. We heard what you didn't say.
Enjoy your holiday.
Out
thank
of state.
You. Thank
right.
you for joining
take care
us
of
the Punch Bowl.
All right.
Mr. Callis, why are you giving these people a hard time?
Well, I mean, he didn't say it. He said it and he paused. He didn't like, oh, you know, I'm so excited. I'm going to have dinner with my in-laws and we're going to get together. We're going to blow fireworks. It's going to be the most awesome 4th of July ever. He said, as he said was, oh, God, I got to go to dinner with my in-laws. Oh, Jesus.
But do you know that you don't always have to point out what people don't say? There's usually a reason why they didn't say
it. Was so obvious to me. That was so obvious that he wanted to. He's not enthusiastic about. I hope his in-laws are not listening here. You know, he's never going to talk about us now at the filmmakers group.
Yes, he is. We're going to see all the filmmakers come from his.
Yeah.
We don't see all the filmmakers come from broken barriers. That's what's about to
broken
happen next.
Barriers.
All of a sudden, everybody, that's the name of the group, Broken Barriers.
Yeah. They need to start a group on Nabuki, the Broken Barriers group on at Nabuki.com. That's what they need. You know.
Exactly.
See what happens.
Exactly.
There.
Okay,
yeah,
what we're going to work on this week is getting Mr. Collins not to state the obvious. You're like that kid. What was that story?
I don't know.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
What story was that? The Emperor's New Clothes? Oh. Hey, you're naked. Because I got my new fabrics on. I look great. It's got no clothes on.
That's you. Okay.
Hey, don't come on this show. You know, don't come on this show unless you just want to have some fun. You know, that's all about, right?
Yes.
So if he's not excited
yes.
about his in-laws, I can understand. I understand. He's excited about the filmmaking and all that, but his in-laws, I get it.
Okay.
He's
so
like,
we have
to move
forward.
I got
to
plan the day.
Okay. But, Mr. Collins, I'm going to need
yeah.
you to be on your best behavior, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because our next well, guest.
I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Because some people are sensitive, okay? And
oh,
our next...
Who's sensitive about this? Speaking of in-laws, before you introduce the next guest, I want to give my condolences to one of our own team members, Mark Kaplan. His mother-in-law passed away yesterday. And day before yesterday, so I wanted to give my condolences to the whole Kaplan family. And he told me he really loved his mother-in-law, so that's pretty good. It's pretty cool. So that's a great thing for that. And so the family is really sad, and we just send our love out to his daughter, his wife, his family, everyone, and let you know that we care and we love you at Punch TV Studios.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things. You know, when somebody's not working, you got to go check it out. But hey, man, we're not working. Well, this is what happened. Oh, dang. So, but she said she was sick for a while. So, now she's gone. She's passed away. On to be with the Lord.
That is so true.
Yeah. So who else is in the punch bowl next? Who is in the punch bowl?
Are you going to be on your best behavior first?
I'm going to be on my behavior.
Okay, because our next guest stumbled upon her passion for baking while working as a charge nurse at a locked psychiatric facility for teens. So no joke, okay? We're going to welcome Carlette. Good morning, Carlette. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you guys, and I hear his laughter.
I already spoke to him, Carlette. I spoke to him. I had a discussion with Mr. Collins. Okay, we already agreed that he's going to be on his best behavior.
I wasn't expecting
right.
That.
Okay.
That one got me. Now, we've done a lot of shows. But... All right.
Thank you for having me. You would be surprised. It's the only locked facility for teenagers in the state of California. So.
Really?
Tell us more.
Don't let me out. Locked up, don't let me out. Locked up.
Well, most of the kids are wards of the court. Either they have been physically, emotionally, or emotionally abused. Some have had like drug induced psychosis, so they're put into a facility like that, or they're just behavioral issues. So.
Wow. What exactly is a drug induced psychosis? I've never heard of that. What is that?
You could probably take a drug, a street drug or legal drug, and it may not interact with your body well. So you go into psychosis, which is like hearing voices, like auditory or visual hallucinations and all that stuff, just from taking a drug one time. Yeah.
Right. Like sure.
Yeah.
I was trying not to say Sherm.
But
she's trying to be polite and professional.
Really? You're talking about like Sherm. You hit that Sherm, you're going to have hallucinogenic psychosis.
Drug is
Sherm.
Right.
I'm telling everybody. This
don't
is your brain on drugs.
Right. Like, I don't think you listened to your fair warning before you got on the phone.
Exactly. Tell them. Okay, but now I have a question because I'm imagining this. I'm like, the kids are walking around in a drug-induced psychosis, and you're like, let's bake cookies. Like, where did that come from?
No, it didn't happen like that. So one of my coworkers, she liked banana pudding, and I liked cupcakes. So I was like, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to work on a recipe and see how that works out. So I ended up making a banana pudding cupcake, brought it to work, and all of my coworkers were like, "What bakery did you get it from?" And I was like, "My kitchen." So I just started making different flavors, and my coworkers just started buying them from me. And that just, like, that was like my peace of mind once I left the facility.
So where did you take, what was the next step? What was the next phase? Because now you're Instagram celebrity with all of your cupcakes. So what happened after you brought the cupcakes and the
heavy
story? Like, what happened? Life changed.
In order to market myself, I figured social media would be like one of the best places, because not only are you able to hear about it, but you'll be able to see it. And what better advertisement than someone seeing your actual product? So I roller skate a lot. So at that point in time, Skate Depot was open. So I started Cupcake Tuesday. And each week I would introduce a new cupcake flavor. And it got to a point where after skating, it would be like cars lined up like
where,
it was a drive-thru.
What city and state is Skate Depot?
That's Cerritos, California. They're now closed.
Cerritos.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be like a line, like a drive-thru at my van after skating for cupcakes. And
you know,
word of mouth just.
We're going to have Cupcake Tuesdays on Punch TV Studios. That would be freaking hot. Cupcake Tuesdays on Punch TV Studios. That's what we're going to call
it.
We're going to have Cupcake Tuesdays. You know, that would be hot. That would be hot. I just like that name. Isn't that a great name, Cupcake Tuesdays?
Yeah. That's why it was so catchy.
Yeah.
So, after that.
So now you had access to the medical supplies, and so everybody was getting addicted to your drugs. They were eating the cupcakes, and they were getting hallucinogenic.
No, that is not what I
said. That's not what she said. We said for you. Look, it's a we now. We said for you to be on your best behavior. That's what we said. That's what we said. You're supposed to be on your best behavior. That's what we said. We agreed. Carlette and I discussed this, and we said you are supposed to just sit there. You're getting the girl in trouble. Go talk her life.
This is too good to be real.
Like,
even though I'm sorry. And drug-induced psychosis. This is just too good to be true. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I have been told that my cupcakes must have something in them because they're so addictive.
I know
they're so good.
Girl. I'm just trying to cut right ahead and tell the truth now. Tell the truth.
But there is nothing in them but love.
You know what? I'm not sure. Okay, let me tell you, Carlette, this is what I need you to do. I'm going to need some of those cupcakes at the Punch TV Studios office. We're going to need to try out some of these cupcakes.
Okay, let's do it. So
okay.
I'm also known for doing alcohol cupcakes with actual shot glasses of liquor.
I knew it was that good. That's good. Okay, let's put in the cupcakes. Gin, vodka, E&J, Hennessy.
Yes.
What's in it?
You proved
my most
point,
popular
Collins. You got
to
the truth.
And Patron.
See, this is a whole new show. We went from drug-induced psychosis to alcoholic cupcakes. Oh, well, holidays.
You done sold a million cupcakes, thank you. I know you have. I know you didn't sold a million of them.
We're getting near. We're getting near. I figured nothing is better than at a party than having drinks and cupcakes. So why not take your shot and then eat your cupcake afterwards? So there's an actual shot glass of liquor in the center of the cupcake, and I'm the first person to do that, Cupcake Company. And I'm also the first cupcake company that does customized cupcakes on the spot at parties, events, corporate events, anything, you name it. Each person comes up to me personally, tells me what they want on their cupcake, and it's topped right in front of them.
And the stuff you
I need to see
cupcake,
this to believe this.
I can see the line.
Oh, trust me, I've been through lines. I've done parties with like 500 to 600 people with the breeze.
I can see the line. You know what I want on my cupcake? Put some boots on my cupcake because I'm going to get towed up. Put a little ammonia. So when I take that bite, it's like, woo, I'm going to get opened all the way up.
No, no. No, everything has to be legal.
Right, I got
you. I do make edibles as well.
Yeah.
Wow, like this show went way over there.
I told you she was putting something. Did I say she was putting? I told you she was putting something in the cupcake.
That's only if it's requested.
Oh, so you don't just throw it in there if they didn't ask for it?
No. At the end of the day, I still have other selections that I have to protect.
Y'all want y'all Hennessy or something like that up in there, you got to go to the line and say cupcakes with Hennessy. Cupcakes with E&J.
Right.
Cupcakes
or you
with
want an adult cupcake.
Cupcake with
you want an adult cupcake.
Right.
Oh, she got a new cupcake. Good God, she got new cupcakes.
No.
Okay, she got cupcakes that strip. No. Good God.
Oh, Lord, this interview has taken a whole different turn. This is hilarious.
He said she had naked cupcakes. I'm just saying, she got cupcakes that strip. So if you want a stripper cupcake,
no,
your party. Where can people find out more information about your cupcake? So,
all of my social media is the same. It's Order Those Cupcakes. That is one word, spelled correctly.
Wow.
Order Those Cupcakes.
T-H-O-S-E Cupcake. Order. That just tells you exactly what to do. That was smart. That was
right.
Smart. That's what we can tell people. Order that Punch TV. That's what we need.
Right.
That's going to be our new website, orderthosepunchtv.com.
Yeah, and you want your customers to be able to have easy access to you. No one wants to want something and have to go and search for it, or I have to put this underscore in here and I'm going to forget. The simplest is always the best.
Right.
So is that
so
your website,
awesome.
orderthosecupcakes.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Everything
is
my email, orderthosecupcakes@gmail.com. Everything is universal.
I'm placing the order right now. I'm ordering those cupcakes for Punch TV Studios.
Okay.
What's on the menu?
For tomorrow, I'm actually making Diva cupcakes, which are high-heeled cupcakes.
There you go. Talking my language.
Oh, man. So you're going to make all the men eat you. I'm just trying to say that.
It's only two men at Punch anyway.
No. Not in Santa Fe Springs. She's in Cerrito. She's bringing that to Santa Fe Springs. So she's going to make all the men suck on high heel shoes at Punch TV. Boy, I just can't win. I'm telling you. She's going to get up, toe up, high, and she's bringing the strippers too. Good God. I want a naked cupcake.
No.
You are messing up my order, Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, I'm trying to place your order over the phone.
Stripper cupcake. I want
that's
a
long time ago. We passed that. We on the
cupcake.
Order. We on.
I didn't pass that. I'm still stuck back at the stripper cupcake.
Okay, we put you on hold.
Well,
right
I haven't
now.
Made
okay.
A stripper cupcake yet.
I thought she was about to say a long
sure.
Time. Like,
no, I haven't made one yet.
Not since
sure
college. I haven't done that since college.
So let me ask you a question. No, I just got to ask.
Yes.
I'm just going to ask. While I have the time, I just got to ask. So when you make your first stripper cupcake, right,
mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a virgin stripper cupcake? Because I want that. I want that.
We definitely have to work on that because those skills I don't have, so
I'd probably
do some research.
This has been fun.
Well, that was nice. That was a safe request. I was surprised he didn't want Punch TV Studios somewhere on the stripper outfit. That's where it usually goes.
Well,
hey, that's what we need. We need a stripper outfit for Punch TV Studios on it. That's exactly what we need right there.
Oh, my God. What have I got myself into?
That's what I say every day. Every day.
You are in the punch bowl, honey. You are in the punch bowl. You're in the punch bowl.
And it's a holiday. See, if you didn't start this conversation off.
And it's the 4th of July, and you're trying to get everybody toe up on the 4th of July with cupcakes.
Well, they've all conversation off.
You go over all at Kingston.
Listen, they all picked up their alcohol cupcakes. I'm sorry, I can hear you.
I said, I bet you you're a hit at Kingston Yatters.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my cupcakes are like
hit.
The best cupcakes in town, I guarantee.
I believe it.
I want to guarantee. That's what we got to check out.
So for tomorrow's menu, I have strawberry shortcake, the Diva cupcakes, which are high heel cupcakes, which is our plain vanilla cupcake with buttercream frosting. And then I also have my signature cupcake of peach cobbler. So,
I just want to try it.
You don't even know what is inside of the peach cobbler. You're like, I want it.
It just sounds good. It sounds good.
We're just making sure it's not...
So
this doesn't have anything to do with the drug induced, does it? We don't need the psychosis, so I'm just making sure.
No,
imagine me on drugs? That would just be horrible. Me on drugs with the way I am right now, man, that'd be horrible.
Lord. Well, the peach cobbler is actually an actual peach cobbler that I make. And I stuffed the center of the cupcake with the peach cobbler filling, buttercream frosting, and then we put the crust on top.
Wow.
And that's on the menu for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, we need that. That's what we need right there. That's what we need right there. Right there. We need that. Order that.
Okay.
Where the buy now button? I'm looking for the buy now button.
No. Well, you just call me and place your order so that I can take them personally. I like to talk to my customers, which is, I know a lot of people
think it's
crazy.
I just need you to show up with that. I need you to show up with that at our office on Thursday, the whole peach cobbler deal. I just need that on Thursday.
No problem. No problem.
And the red heels.
And you and Cerritos, we're right there in Santa Fe Springs, so it's not even a problem. Now, let me ask you another question. Where are you from?
I'm originally from New Haven, Connecticut, but I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, so your family's from New Haven, Connecticut. That ain't even the South. How you learn how to cook if you ain't from the South?
Well, some things are just like God-given. Once you find something that you actually like to do, you'll work on it. So I really, really, like, stumbled upon baking. I didn't realize that I was going to like it as much. And it became a point where I would come home from work and just want to bake. And then I was just like, okay.
You came home from the psychiatric ward and just wanted to bake. Wow.
You know, if I was working in a psychiatric ward, you know what? Wasn't it fun sometimes, like being in a psychiatric ward? I feel the urge to bake.
Well, you know what?
I think I'm going to start a baking career.
I know, it sounds crazy, right? But that's my story. Yes. That's my life. Well, I actually...
It sounds crazy
working.
Because you were in the psychiatric ward.
Right, I mean, that's going to be the right sound. That's a double entendre, Sri, but I spoke with you, though. That was pretty good.
Right. Well, I liked working with the kids that I worked with and the population that I worked with. I just didn't care too much to work in the facility that I worked at. So it became a point where I just felt like this was my purpose and I need to follow my own purpose. So I resigned and started my own cupcake business off of Instagram.
Nice. So now you have to also put your page on the bookie. you have to create your own. We need a cupcake blog on the Bookie. So you should do the cupcake blog, the cupcake group for us on the Bookie.
Okay.
That's so hot.
The blog is going to be called, the blog is going to be called Order Those Cupcakes.
Of course.
Order Those Cupcakes. I love that. The Order Those Cupcakes blog on the Bookie. And you got to just do that because that's just freaking hot. That way we can help you promote your business even when you're not on the radio with us. We can still be helping promote your business. We want to see you be successful. And so now all you do is make cupcakes all day long.
Yes, that's all I do is make cupcakes. I feel like cupcakes are the new cake now. They're a little bit more convenient, a little bit more sanitary. I've always hated going to parties and they had a cake and someone was cutting it and licking their fingers and licking the knife. And I was just like, that is so nasty. Why don't they get cupcakes? And it's easier. You just take one, pass it around.
You know what? Now, don't be talking about me and what I do at the parties. I always lick the knife. It's me. I'm guilty.
Right.
And if I get that icing on my finger, I'm going to suck my finger. Yes, I am.
And that's unsanitary.
I'm
going
to suck it. I'm telling you. It ain't unsanitary to me. For me, it's unsanitary.
Right. you'll be so surprised. And then I'm like really picky, so that's how I came up with the idea for the cupcake bar. I would go to parties and I wouldn't like the kind of cake that they had, or I liked the cake but I didn't like the frosting. And I was like, it would be so cool if someone was at your party and you tell them what you want on your cupcake. Then there's no wrong cake.
That's pretty cool. I think that's an awesome idea. I think that's absolutely an awesome idea.
That's Black Girl Magic.
Black Girl Magic, rock it.
Right.
You
Black Girl Magic.
You can put Black Magic on the
Black
cupcake.
Girl Magic.
So if you want
Black Girl Magic
on the cupcake.
Here we go with the he said.
Exactly. See, that's what's wrong with the black man. He don't listen.
Cupcake.
Black Girl Magic.
Speaking of Black Girl Magic, I just want to give a shout out to Monique. I met her backstage at Tammy Mack's event, and she has been like so helpful. Like, she has been plugging me with all types of events, and she is the one who coordinated my interview with you guys today. So thank you, Monique. I really love her.
Yo, we love Monique. We gonna keep her to ourselves. Monique, doing we gonna have to
no.
Get Monique
you can't
here.
Keep her to yourself. The world needs
yes,
her.
Yes, I am. That's nice. That's all fine and good, and that sounds good. For nice people, right? Nice. So keep it to myself all the time. Just me.
Oh my gosh.
So we are definitely excited about what you're doing. It's unique, and it actually quit your day job, whatever your day job happened to be, just so yours was in the psychiatric ward, that has nothing to do with it. But to quit your day job and go to work for yourself and be an entrepreneur, I definitely want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you. I feel like it is so rewarding. I'm going into 4 years. I've had the opportunity to work with people who I never thought I would work with, just doing cupcakes.
Okay, who do you work with now? Who do you work with? Who have you worked with? Just awesome.
I have done the BET experience a couple of times.
Okay.
I've done gifting suites for the MTV Movie Awards. Rick Ross, Neo, Christine Milian, Trina, DJ Clint.
She named some names. She dropped some names for you.
Yeah, Tammy Mack.
Man, she blew me out the water right now. See, I was thinking,
right.
I have also had
the opportunity
of
working with up and coming African American chefs that derived from Instagram and social media. So those are the people like All Flavor, No Grease, The Trap Kitchen, Blue Kitchen, Smitty Signature Banana Pudding, Chad's Galley Kitchen, Like, the list goes on, and all of these people are selling food from social media.
Wow.
Okay, but why isn't Punch TV Studios on that list? Tomorrow is going to be on that list.
We ain't selling no food. We ain't selling
right.
no food.
Right. Number one, we have to get you guys, you know, some cupcakes. We got to, y'all got to get y'all taste testers on.
No, we
in order to be certified cupcake heads.
Certified cupcake heads. Certified cupcake heads. That's what we're going to be.
Yeah. I've had cupcakes.
I'm going to take their heads and turn it into certified cupcake heads.
Yes. I've given cupcakes to people and had to give, like, fair warnings. Like, look, please do not call me tomorrow. You might want to eat this dozen, like, really, really slow. They're like, oh, okay. They're calling like the next day. Hey, do you happen to have any extra cupcakes to order today? I'm like, I told you. You need to eat them slow. Ration them out. You'll be okay.
I'm like, yeah, you got to ration out cupcakes. That is so
right.
cool. You have to join us on the boogie. You know what? Let me tell you. This is a personal request from Sharifa Hardy. I'm telling you, I need you to entertain me because you entertain it. So when you order those cupcakes, I need all of these experiences. So when you out with Rick Ross and he eating the cupcakes, I need to watch your life on the boogie. I need you to post it.
Okay. So I'm going to get on with this. Mabuki? I think I wrote it down.
N-A.
What is
it?
N-A.
K-I-E.
N-A. K-I-E. B-U. K-I-E. Okay, but you got to
let me tell you something that we're starting. Let me tell you something that we're starting. We'd love to have you be a part of it. We are starting a program at Punch because we're in our IPO, and that if people refer to $200 and below, you'll get 10 shares of stock in Punch TV Studios. So we're going to get you your own thing so you can share it on your social media and share it with the folks that you know. Because you need to, if anybody needs to be a Punch TV Studios stockholder, you need to be a Punch TV Studios stockholder. Okay, I'm just telling you, that's something you need. You need to put that in the cupcake. So like, here is the stockholder's cupcake.
Like, we may just have to do some cupcakes with your actual logos on them, so.
Yeah, you know, we should have that at the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting, which only shareholders can go to. See, I'm trying to hook you up right now. Which only shareholders can go to, right? And you should be a vendor
there.
At the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting, which is going to be May 11th and 12th of 2018. In the great city of Las Vegas, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And, we need to work something out with you and your cupcakes, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to hook that
Thank you.
We're going to have the Punch TV Studios cupcakes. I love the personalized cupcakes. I love that.
We don't have thousands of people there.
Everybody going to have their own personal nobody does that, and we love doing stuff that nobody does.
Right. That's always a plus for any event.
We do. We love doing the things that nobody else does. That's what makes us unique. Well, thank you for joining us today in the Punch Bowl. You know, it's been
Thank you for having me. Give
everybody your website and everything again.
Everything is universal. Order those cupcakes. One word, and it's spelled correctly.
PartOfThoseCupcakes.com.
Yes.
One word.
Yes.
It ain't spelled like John Coffee. It's spelled
correctly. No Z's in front of S's. None of that type of stuff.
Ain't no Z. Ain't no C-O. Ain't no C-U-T-Z. Ain't none of that. You get the real cupcake. Order those cupcakes. Thank you so much for joining us here in the Punch Bowl. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back after that.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabucchi.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabucchi? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabucchi.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabucchi?
Do you, Nabucchi?
Yeah.
Is that why you're number one? Because
yeah.
You're Nabucchi all the time?
Huh?
Is that why you're number one? Because you're always, you know, on Nabucchi?
Well, you know, it's hard to be number one. It's lonely at the top.
Okay, so that was an incredible interview. That really was an incredible interview.
That really was
I mean, the one time when I'm, like, trying to get you to stop giving people a hard time, we just found out all of the adult entertainment, I should say.
that was pretty cool, actually. That was pretty cool. So I want to tell everybody, you need to become a stockholder in Punch TV. I hate to be just, like, beating in your head over and over again, but we are making history, and you want to be a part of history. You want to be a part of what we're doing, and you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be left out. You want to be a stockholder. You want to be a part owner of this amazing, absolutely amazing company, and we are doing and going to do more amazing things. And it's just awesome. And right now we're preparing to launch the TV station covering Southern California. And, I mean, that's just going to be just like, you want to be a part of that. I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that? I don't understand it. You know, I wouldn't let anybody. I wouldn't let anybody talk me out of being a part of it. It's only a dollar a share. Now, people can say whatever else they want to say, but it's only a dollar a share, and you could become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. And we'd love to have you. And we're getting ready to start a referral program so that if you refer people to Punch TV Studios, you'll be able to get stock in our company. So for those people who say, I ain't got no money, I can't buy no stock, let me tell you what you can do. You'll be able to refer your friends and family, and if they invest in our company, $200 or more, you will be able to become a stockholder at Punch TV Studios. And over the next few years, we're gonna do something that hasn't been done in a long, long time. I'm gonna say something else, like, this is a long-term investment. This is not something you're gonna go into. I had a lady call me yesterday, and I had this long conversation with her. She just bought stock last month, and she's saying, I haven't seen a return on my investment. I said, what? She says, I just bought stock last month, and there's no return on investment. I had to tell her, this is going to take a few years before you get a return. This is not a get-rich-quick kind of thing. This is an investment. You put your money in there, and you let your money work for you. Right? So you want to put the money in there that you can let wait, or maybe you can lose it, and you're not afraid if you lose the money, you don't care. That's the money you want to invest. You want to invest the money, and if you lose it, you don't really care. But if we win, we win big, and we win big together. And that's just the way it is. We are fully qualified. I try to tell people that. We are qualified with the FTC, which is the government body of the United States government. We are fully qualified to sell stock in our company. So for those people that are saying, oh, I don't know if it's real or not, I don't know. We are 100% real. We've gone through all the steps to be qualified, to be able to create a company and build a business that segment down. We already have a lot of people who work for the company already. We've already started hiring a lot of new people to do a lot of new jobs. We've already have new movies that we've already shot. We've already done our own social media site that we're getting ready to launch in August. So it's wonderful. Is it August, June, August? Yes.
31st.
So, and we're wrapping up the August 31st, and we're wrapping up the IPO. So you got a chance to be in it, to get in it and be a part of it, and it's going to be completely and totally awesome. So, hey, let's go to work. Let's make this happen. I want to thank my team for today's show, none other than the Sharifa and certainly Monique. And we're certainly happy to have the team pull this off together. And it's a completely awesome team. And we are making it happen. We're making it come together. And I want to tell you that we'll check you out here tomorrow, right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation. We're going to welcome everybody back tomorrow to the Punch Bowl at 10 a.m. on the same Punch TV time on this same Punch TV channel. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.